would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband still trying to reconcile with his wife, his family. You know, that woman there. Yes, I'm doing a video again today. I'm going to try to be really quick today because a couple things. One is over the weekend, just for fun, because I had it about it years ago, I watched the cartoon Carrot Blanca, which is a spoof of Casablanca, the movie from the 1940s, I think is when it was done. But obviously it's Bugs Bunny. And, you know, it's short, a few minutes, you know, 8 minutes, whatever. But the thing that, you know, has the typical lines, you know, of all the juice joints instead of all the beer joints. Did you say beer joints in there? Anyway, but it's a funny spoof. But the thing that really got to me when I watched it is at the end, he gets this lady. I wanted that so badly. But anyway. But something else has happened. I've gotten a little more aggressive trying to pursue others to work with me on Shofar Nexus, specifically to be the face of it, because the need is there very profoundly. And it's not a trivial thing. But a couple things. I sent out a couple emails. I got a reasonable number of responses. You know, I'm taking two hands now. That encouraged me. But one of the things I thought, and that relates to the postcard I sent today, is some of the best conversations I've had often in last many years is not with those who claim Christ in the, you know, typical Protestant sense, but claim Christ in the sense, the Mormon sense. Because I have actually delightful interactions with Mormons. Mutually encouraging, mutually challenging. And that's what I respect so much. The mutual challenge, the willingness to say, I think you're wrong, and I'm not walking away from you. As opposed to what I see, especially in the PCA, I think you're wrong, and bye. You know, this idea of the all patience that I have described before from 2 Timothy 4, we have none of it. You know, pursued reconciliation, whatnot. No, that's... So, I'm fascinated by that. Because I've stated long ago that I would much rather have a serious dialogue with a Muslim who believes in the Quran and can defend it and will rationally engage me on that than somebody who says, oh yeah, I believe the Bible and now go away. There's no, I'm sorry. Because I want to be challenged in where I'm wrong. And see, this is where the issue really, really hits home, is what I've seen so much in the Christian community, and in any community, is being part of our club and don't challenge what we're doing. Let's just try to make our club more stronger in whatever way for mutual benefit. As opposed to, especially a follower of Christ, to say, what's obedience to Christ? Let's challenge each other. Let's encourage each other to be obedient to Christ. But no, it's if you don't follow our doctrine, you're out. So, again, my friends, I have friends here in Cleveland. I have friends in Utah who are Mormons. I have a lot of respect for them because we interact. I have extended family in Chattanooga, part of the PCA, and obviously in North Carolina. They want to interact. It's a problem. One other thing happened, And this and it relates to some of the efforts I'm doing in trying to find a face for Shofar Nexus, is that with the Rapid project that I have, that I'm working on, they're using servers from Azure, Microsoft. And, you know, suddenly, I think it actually started yesterday, but I needed to pursue it today because I needed to log in. It wouldn't let me. So we had to go through, and then I finally got in, but it required not just simply, you know, some places they will send you a text message or something simple. No, you have to download an application onto your cell phone in order to identify you. And, now that really concerned me. Because I worked around it as much as I could. I downloaded the application on that device right now that's doing the video, the iPad. Oh, I'm sorry for the four-letter word. Because I use that device for the Rapid project and as a camera, and that's about it. Otherwise, it's not connected to the internet. And it concerned me when I saw that because of the depth. Because someone who doesn't have, one, either a reason to know why this is a problem, which I would say 99% of people have no idea why it's a problem, but two, how to get around it, at least to the degree I did today. And what it did, it showed so clearly, if you don't submit to this two-factor identification, you don't get our services. And over time, it's continuing to grow, and more things are going to require that. What it effectively does, it requires that you have a cell phone. And I don't have a cell phone. And I refuse to get a cell phone. So it's a way to grab hold of you, to identify you, to track you, and control you. And this is a really, really big deal. I can get around a lot of it. That's why I celebrate every time I walk out the door and go down the driveway right there. I have no electronics on me. And walk for miles and miles, and you know, obviously, cameras in the road. You know, people who have the Ring cameras on their doorbells and things of that nature. Yeah, I'm being tracked in that sense. But without that, I walk free. So there's nothing on me to track me. My kids won't live that kind of life. Because, one, I would suggest they're not being tracked. You know, I remember, because there was a time of a bit of tension, but we were about to leave. We actually spent the night in High Point? On the way to here to Cleveland, we did stay in Cleveland to take the job at U.S. Express. And it was, I think the first time I saw Jim Cross had his cell phone, and I watched him talk to it because it had, you know, some of the earlier versions of voice recognition in it. And, you know, I don't dare use that kind of service. Not at all. And so many people say, oh, that's convenient. And that's because it's so handy and whatnot. And I see lots of people using it now. And they don't know why it's a problem. And you don't want to ask because it's such a convenient thing. So people will submit. And if they will say, if you don't use this kind of stuff, you're a Luddite, or something of that nature. I want to reach some people, ideally my kids, especially my wife, where the problem is. Are you going to be free or are you going to be a minion? It really is. And it's getting really bad. I mean, we have all the things that may hit the news and whatnot, but there's the underlying stuff, and they're grabbing you. And they're going to hold you. I want to reach my kids. And, you know, one last thing. I did send some emails, had some interaction with people, and striving to find a face for Shofar Nexus. I think in the process, I may have been a bit assertive for most. I've had several people, because I've sent it to my family, the 21st Century Slaves video, not only the one that RT did, but the one I did on it. I've had several comments on that because it's a big deal. And I want to reach my family because I want to reach my family. I'm afraid, okay, last point. I'm afraid that what I'm going to do is, in my effort to be assertive, to try to find somebody, I'm going to say things that somebody's going to say is very offensive and be hurt by it. And I am going to probably say things that are stupid, that are dumb, that are rude, that are wrong. But I want to do that rather than say, oh, well, I'm going to just crawl in my hole, be nice, because I don't have a cell phone, so I don't have to worry. No, I'm going to proclaim to others about, you know, obviously the cell phone, but the other things. Enslavement is coming in so many ways. People will often, because it's typically said, the quote is attributed to, but not verified, that Rothschild said that, I don't care who makes the laws, I want to issue the money of a country, how he said that. Well, a lot of people will use that because I think the idea is sound. When you control, and if you look through history, control of currency is a big deal. You know, the U.S. dollar is backed by nothing, absolutely nothing. It's just our faith in the dollar. And that's why the federal budget, 1/3 comes from taxes, 2/3 comes from borrowing now. It's ridiculous. And it eventually gets paid back, and it's my kids who will pay it because they're enslaved. But, you know, the other aspects, the move toward the credential society as opposed to people with who can think, I really have been dwelling a lot on the 1 Corinthians 16. Act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. Because I'm sorry, most men don't act like men, they act like women. And that's a problem. And it's not a problem with me, I will contend. It's spitting in the face of God. Anyway, I am concerned that I'm going to say the wrong things. I'm going to be assertive in ways that will offend somebody. But I'd rather make those mistakes than the mistake of cowardness and crawling in my hole. If I offend a whole bunch of people, but a few say, I've been inspired, I have shifted from something, I have repented of something, or especially, I've become your ally. Or I've been encouraged by me to go to someone else and love them. and obedience to Christ. Any of those things would be marvelous. I want to do that for my kids especially. Okay, I was going to be short. My family, my kids, don't be a minion. Don't look for credentials. Don't look for the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Guilty. Repentant. At least somewhat. Don't go there. Trust in the Lord. And that's not what you find in the institution, because they offer you Santa Christ. Trust in the Lord, the creator who ended his creation. Trust in the Lord. And actually have friends. Find friends. Or they don't abandon people who are. In my case, I know I've known no longer anymore because he's in prison. You know, sex offenders, drug dealers, drug addicts, people who have done rather casual lifestyles on a variety of ways. And, of course, people who disagree with me on theology. Again, some of my best friends are Mormons. We don't share the same foundation. But there's a mutual respect and a mutual love that the PCA doesn't show. It's not that I have to find people. You know, the best friend I have, obviously, right now is my friend Chris, because we get into theology real deep. And there's a mutual love, caring for each other's family, and doing wonderful things together, and being a mutual challenge and encouragement. But I don't have to have just people who are just, we're completely, not completely, we have a strong tie on Scripture and who the Lord is. I need to have friends where that doesn't exist. Because at least it doesn't exist now, which is, you know, the point I made in the slavery video. Because I don't know. But it's not my call to go change somebody. My call is to love and obedience to Christ. And I pray my family will practice that. You don't see that practice. Because what you see from my family is hate. Hate towards me. That's blatant. That's obvious. And they will say, well, because of this, they have an excuse. Really? Try that one with God. You're going to have a little trouble. But I'm going to continue, beyond question, pursuing reconciliation with extended family, my kids, and the woman I love and adore, the woman I'm committed my life to, that woman right there. You know, who says, Daddy Jane loves John. Did she love John, or did she love the BMW? I really don't know. But I love that woman. And I will not turn from her. And I think she knows it. My lady, I love you.